How do you ever use the expression write smart?
Occasionally.
And give me an example of a sentence.
There's a right smart many people.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Right. But you use it to mean really many.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to pet a dog and the dog kind of shies away from you. You say, come here, boy, that's all right, going to hurt you. I
just wanted to pet you.
Yeah, I'm to hurt you.
I don't want to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah. And if you're not sure about something, you might say to someone, I'm right.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure that you're right. You want to kind of confirm it or clarify it with someone else. You might say, I'm right. Would you say, here, what I'm getting at, what sounds natural to you now? I'm right. Am I not? I'm right, aren't I? I'm right, ain't I? Which really sounds most comfortable to you?
I'm right, aren't I?
All right. And you'd say, going to do something. You'd say, someone asks you to do some favor for them. You say, oh, that's all right. Going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do it anyway. I was going to do it.
Yeah. Setting it in the future, though, you'd say, going to do it anyway.
We were planning to do it?
Sure. And someone says, did you break that window? And you say, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't me.
All right. What would you call a storm like this?
A thunderstorm.
All right. If your mother is going to put some slip covers on the sofa or couch or something, she might go to the store and bring home a cloth thing?
A bolt?
Yeah, well, she might bring home a small piece like this. You call that a
sample?
Yeah. Say it again?
A sample.
Yeah. And talk. Boy, it's really wild.
Yeah.
Little sound the great hurricane of eastern Tennessee. If you're talking about a girl, you say she's really, you're talking attractive, you might even say attractive, she's really a what girl?
A sharp girl?
Yeah, all right, now what's another word that a more common word, less...
What? Now?
Well...
What? Now, I might say she's dynamite or something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, all right, how about the... I'm thinking of the word pretty. Now, would you use that in relation... talking about a girl, or where would you use the word pretty in relation to what? I don't mean like pretty soon, but I mean what would you talk about as being pretty?
Probably an inanimate object.
All right, you'd say it's what?
Huh?
Give me an example.
Like a pretty picture.
All right.
Like that.
All right. You wouldn't use it in relation to a girl.
No, she's cute, sharp.
All right.
Like that.
Well, if you're talking about a picture, say that's a pretty picture, but that one over there is even
prettier.
All right. And a woman's going to do some work in the kitchen. She might tie on an
apron.
All right. And talk about this thing you write with is a...
Oh, what, a pen?
Yeah. And something that you use to keep a baby's diapers in.
A diaper pail.
No, something you...
The safety pins.
Yeah. Do you hear a difference in those two words between a fountain pen and a safety pen, when you say them, you hear two different words and they sound exactly the same to you?
They sound just about the same.
All right. And five and five is?
Ten.
And a cup that a beggar has is made of?
Is out of ten.
And they sound just the same.
Yeah.
Okay. And a man, these are what?
Pants.
All right. You call them anything else?
Slacks.
Anything else?
Not on hand.
All right. Now, you have this, and you had a coat made of the same material.
Called a suit.
Yeah, what did I say this upper part was?